Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Don't put away the galoshes. Last night's downpours were just the start, with more rain on the way, even as the region is already dealing with flooding and other problems. Let's get the latest live with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Well, Kathleen, the worst of the rains are behind us, but boy, did they leave behind quite a bit of flooding in its wake. 2 to 3 inches of rain, and a lot of that falling in the space of about an hour, left a lot of flooded roadways across the area, flooded basements, and you knew it. The rain, unfortunately, is not done. We're still going to see some light rain showers around today. It won't add to any of the flooding problems from last night, but there'll still be some rain showers in the area, not just today, but tonight and then tomorrow. And then Debbie's moisture approaches from the west. That system will pass to our west later Friday and Friday night with more rain at times. And that rain may be heavy enough to cause some flooding Friday and Friday night. The silver lining to all these gray rain clouds, sunshine for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. I'll have the full 4-day forecast in less than 10 minutes on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Now, it was a terrifying night in the Bronx. There were water rescues on the Henry Hudson Parkway and flooding across the borough. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck has the story in this live report.
Yeah, well, thankfully, the rain has eased up for now here. But, yeah, there was a bunch of really concerning issues here, including East 195th Street. We want to tell you about a huge tree that came crashing down the Kingsbridge section of the Bronx onto two cars, crushing those cars. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. No loss of power either. It didn't hit any power lines. But, again, those cars were wiped out. And the estimates here, according to the radar, are waiting for official confirmation from the city that here in Riverdale, 7 inches of rain, if that's possible, within about a six-hour period. As you mentioned, the Major Deegan Van Cortlandt Park to 230th Street basically underwater last night. What a mess here.
I was driving behind two cars, and they made it through, so I assumed that I was going to be okay, and my car just stopped. It stopped and then it shut up.
Yeah, pretty scary stuff there. OEM posting some pictures on their site this morning about all the rescues they did. And we should mention by 10 last night, and that number is going to change, apparently 150 calls to 311 about cars abandoned in floodwaters. I'm going to work on getting some updated numbers on that. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Riverdale.
It wasn't great at the airport either.
John is trying to get to Chicago, and his ordeal is so complicated. The only way we have time to tell it is at high speed.
My Southwest flight got canceled, then it got delayed to 10 p.m., and then it got delayed again to 11:15, and then they just canceled it.
He's not alone. FlightAware.com shows more than 340 cancellations at LaGuardia and more than 270 delays. And some, like Danny, who can't rebook a flight, are taking matters into their own hands.
Hopefully, I can get a rental car and drive to Atlanta.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
Of course. Stay with 1010 Winds for the latest AccuWeather updates and all the info you need. We'll get you through. Holding steady today in Midtown with some rain coming through as we go through the day. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for the latest forecast as we go through the day. Winds News Time 5:07. Terrifying stabbing spree in Queens late yesterday. Two men wounded, one critically. This happened just after 5 p.m. at the mobile gas station on North Conduit Avenue in Ozone Park. A 22-year-old man was pumping gas when a man just came up behind him and stabbed him in the back. The victim staggered inside, got help. The suspect ran off. Minutes later, the guy turned up again at the Aqueduct North Conduit Avenue A train station, stabbed a 67-year-old man in the neck. Now, both victims were taken to the hospital. The younger man, 25 years old, expected to survive. The older man is said to be critical. Police arrested the suspect, who's described only as a 40-year-old man right now, and he's awaiting arraignment as of late last night. In the wake of last spring's campus protest, Columbia University considering giving security arrest officers arrest powers. The school is looking at the idea of making campus security peace officers, which would give them the power to arrest people who break the law on campus and bring them to jail. Eliana Golden, the co-chair of Columbia Students for Israel, though, tells CBS 2 News it's not the right move.
They're skipping a really crucial step, which is that they need to first enforce their rules, which means when they threaten suspension, they actually have to suspend students. I would like to ban masks at protests.
The discussion comes as the Israel-Hamas war intensifies, the presidential election heats up, and students are set to return to campus within weeks. A court date today for Harvey Weinstein, the disgraced movie mogul due in court for a state judge to determine if he will stay in the city or be sent back to California as he awaits retrial in his sex assault case here. Unclear, though, if he'll be there because he was in Bellevue with double pneumonia 2 weeks ago. Some more insight from legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
When Weinstein's New York conviction was overturned, it created an opening for California to say, look, we convicted him of rape and sexual assault too, but our court ruled that Weinstein couldn't serve out his California sentence while in prison in New York. California would have to wait until Weinstein is released from prison in 23 years. That effectively meant that Weinstein would never see the inside of a California jail. But now that Weinstein is no longer, for the time being, a New York felon, perhaps California should be able to imprison him.
Weinstein's hearing is today at 9 a.m. in Queens. New York is not going to the dogs. A new WalletHub study shows that the city is 96th out of 100 for pet friendliness. Writer and analyst Chip Lupo tells 1010 Winds.
We compared the 100 most populated cities in the U.S. across three key dimensions: pet budget, pet health and wellness, and outdoor pet friendliness. And we evaluated those dimensions using relevant metrics such as veterinary costs, veterinarians per capita, and animal shelters per capita.
Big problem here? Well, there aren't a lot of apartments that allow pets, and it's expensive to keep them. But Lupo says the city is one of the best places for green spaces for dogs. So what was the best city for pets? Scottsdale, Arizona.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.